Hello, you are listening to English Waves. This week, we take a look at the life of a 20th century intellectual, writer, and activist who put forth pioneering ideas into existentialism. One of his key works is La Nausée. He is, of course, Jean-Paul Sartre. Born in Paris on the 21st of June 1905, Jean-Paul Charles Aymar Sartre was the only child of naval officer Jean-Baptiste Sartre and Anne-Marie Schweitzer. Sartre lost his father when he was a young boy, so his mother moved back to her parents' house in Meudon in order to raise her son. Sartre later became interested in philosophy, something he attributed to Henri Bergson's essay Time and Free Will. He followed this up by earning a doctorate in philosophy at L'École Normale Supérieure. It was there he absorbed the ideas of Lumière, such as Kant, Hegel, and Heidegger. What's more, in 1929, he formed a relationship with the great feminist philosopher Simone de Beauvoir. Sartre and de Beauvoir became lifelong companions, although their relationship was far from monogamous. In fact, there were rumors that de Beauvoir had sexual relationships with both men and women. Together, Sartre and de Beauvoir challenged the cultural and social expectations of their respective bourgeois backgrounds. The conflict between oppressive conformity and authenticity, which the pair openly addressed and confronted in their personal lives, became the dominant theme of Sartre's early career. When World War II broke out in 1939, Sartre, like many others, was drafted into the French army. He served as a meteorologist, but was captured by German troops in 1940. Sartre spent 9 months as a prisoner of war. In 1941, he was given civilian status, which meant he was able to secure a teaching post at Lycée Pasteur on the outskirts of Paris. Upon returning to Paris, Sartre participated with a number of other writers in the founding of the underground group Socialisme et Liberté. However, the group had a short lifespan and dissolved soon afterwards. Sartre then focused his mind on writing rather than participating in active resistance. It wasn't long until he published titles such as Being and Nothingness, The Flies, and No Exit. These existentialist works made Sartre a household name. He also drew directly from his wartime experience. After the liberation of Paris, he wrote Antisemite and Jew, in which he attempted to explain the concept of hatred by analyzing antisemitism. Not only was Sartre an erudite man, he was also a public intellectual, a role he was only too eager to exploit. After the war, he emerged as a politically engaged activist. Sartre spoke out against the French rule in Algeria. He embraced Marxism and visited Cuba, meeting with Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. He opposed the Vietnam War and participated in the tribunal intended to expose U.S. war crimes in 1967. Sartre also continued to write, and his major publication, The Critique de la Raison Dialectique, appeared in 1960. Despite establishing himself as one of the greatest minds France has ever produced, in 1964, Sartre renounced literature in an account of the first 10 years of his life. Literature, he said, functioned ultimately as a bourgeois substitute for real commitment in the world. Ironically, that same year, Sartre was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. However, he declined the prize, becoming the first Nobel laureate to do so. Sartre's principled mode of living involved few possessions. He remained actively committed to humanitarian and political causes until the end of his life, including participation in the Paris demonstration of 1968. However, Sartre was physically unable to keep up the activism. In 1973, he became almost completely blind. And on 15th of April 1980, he died from pulmonary edema. He was 74. Jean-Paul Sartre is buried at Montparnasse Cemetery, where he shares a grave with lifelong partner Simone de Beauvoir. He remains one of the greatest thinkers in modern times. Stay tuned to English Waves.